Hello. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I lost you there for just a moment. Who's this?
This is Edwin Williams from RoboStop Design. How are you?
Yes, I'm good, Ed. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Is this a good time to talk to you?
It is. And just so you know, you are on speaker. You're here with my husband. His name is Darren.
Ed.
Hey Darren, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Can you speak a little bit louder? Actually, I cannot hear you properly.
How's this? Is that
No,
better?
it's fine. Yes, no, it's fine. Thank you. Right, actually, the reason of my call is that actually I'm your project manager and I will be helping out to get your project completed. So, if you don't mind, can you please let me know a little bit about your business so you and I are on the same page? So, which is, well, it will be help us to design your website as per your, as per your business, as per your understanding, like how the way you want the website designs and all that. So, can you please go ahead and let me know your business,
Yes,
nature of your business?
absolutely.
Yeah, please.
Before we get to that, though, I've been back and forth with Abraham, which is the guy that I've been dealing with where I found the company, and he led me to the next step, which is you calling us back at this point. But I've been telling Abraham that the first step for us before we actually want to go ahead and start the project is to make sure that we get our domain name. And it shouldn't be a problem. It's just a matter of how to do it. We had our domain name registered through a company about 6 months ago, or I guess about a year ago, and it has since then expired. And I've been trying to get a hold of this company, and it's just kind of giving me the runaround. I do have it sounds like 100% IT is the name of the company that it was, I guess you say, hosted with. And although it's not active anymore, that's the company that has it. And I think that I need to do something on my end to get that domain released and then transferred over to another registrar, if I understand it correctly. And I just need to know who that registrar is, if that's something that you guys, if that's something I can do through you, or is that something I need to do independently of you, and then I should maybe do that before we go any further.
Okay, is that good news? Like you have a domain name, but unfortunately you had a domain name with another provider. So can you please confirm me one thing? Like, did you purchase this domain or your last provider purchase this domain name on your behalf.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat that?
I'm just asking, like, did you purchase this domain name that you had one, or somebody else had purchased this domain name for you?
No, it's only us, and I set it up through a company that I was involved with, but I'm no longer associated with that company. So since then, that domain name has not been paid again. So it's just expired. But I tried to look it up, and it says that it's not available, even though I haven't paid there's like an annual payment to make sure that that was still in good order. And because I didn't pay, it's not active, but it's not available either. So that's kind of where I'm stuck.
Not a problem, but do you remember that? The name of the company, like, did you purchase this from GoDaddy, Namecheap, or any other provider? Do you remember that, the name of that company?
Yeah, I think it's, I went through a company called Mentors, but they're not the ones that are, that I'm registering the domain through. That was just, it's a company that does a lot of other things, and then through them, you can sign up, and then they have a third party. And I think that third party is 100% IT. Let me see if I can find their...
You can let me know the domain name so I can find out the registrar, like who is the company you purchased with. I have a system where I can find out the name of the company. So can I have your domain name? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's yard2yacht, and it's a number 2. So yard2yacht.com.
Uh-huh. Okay. Just give me 1 second. Let me check.
I also looked it up through, I forget what that link was. It was a link that allowed me to look it up, and it came up with a name that I didn't really recognize as far as me having signed up through it, but it could be just because it's through that third party that I didn't recognize the name. So I tried to contact them, but it didn't get anywhere. It's like it's not a good name.
Yeah, I do understand that. Your domain spelled is yard, number 2, yacht, yacht.com. yard2yacht.com. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Let me see, maybe find my notes here. Tucal.com came up as a registrar on one of the places that I looked. So when I reach out to them, and they don't want to even talk to me because they don't deal with me. They just deal with the seller that sold it.
Definitely, because they need some verification, and you will not have that verification. Mm. Because registered the same? Mm-hmm.
See, I went to the company that I was associated with before I exited that company, and I have an email from them where they say that 100%IT.com is the current domain registrar. So I'm not sure where that other one comes in, the two cows. So maybe they have changed the third party that they're dealing with?
No. Actually, what happened, let me explain you. Let's take an example. If you will, let's take an example. I'm the one who is dealing with you, and you will let me know, like, hey, I want a domain name. So I will go ahead and purchase the domain name for you, but I will use my account to purchase your domain name. Okay, so that's the same case of when your company will go to the 100%IT.com company and they will purchase the domain name on your behalf, but definitely they will use their own account to purchase the domain name. So
okay.
What we need to do at this time, we need to contact with 100% IT company and ask them, you know, what is the domain, like a username and password of your account? And I don't think so they will provide you their username and password. But might be possible they will transfer the domain ownership to you. That is
yes.
the case. They can transfer the ownership to you.
Right. And that's kind of how I understood it, too, from an older email from the company that I was associated with when I exited. However,
mm-hmm.
there's a for me to do that, they also say that the transfer code is only valid for 48 hours before it expires. And then
uh-huh.
it also says that as soon as I have that code, I need to pass it on to a new registrar. And I didn't have
mm-hmm.
a new registrar when I exited that company, which is why I just kind of let it go. But now that
mm-hmm.
I want to reactivate it and get a website up and start over, I need a registrar, I guess. And that was my question to you guys. Is that something that you guys can do, or do I need to do that independent of our conversation right here?
I will try my best, but the point is, if I will contact with the 100% IT company or your domain, like TalkCow's domain company who purchased your domain, they will not be allowed us because I'm not the authorized person. They will need verification, like my account name, my first name, my last name, my phone number. They need such kind of question what we need to be verified. Once I verify these questions, then they will allow me to transfer the ownership. So, as you know, I'm not the authorized person to do that, and they will not be, you know, allow me. They will not transfer the ownership to me without any verification. So that's why I'm saying to you, you should have to contact with your company. If your company will help you out, that would be wonderful. Otherwise, I don't think so you will recover your domain name in this way. I'm being honest
okay.
with you. I don't want to be, you know, disheartened to you, but the point is that it's not a normal thing to recover the domain name without account credentials, like username and password. Without that, it's not possible. Even though your company will help you out and your company will provide you username and password, or that they will transfer the ownership, that would be fantastic. Otherwise, if your company will not help you out, then I don't think so. I'm so sorry about to telling this, but I don't think so you will recover the domain name.
Okay.
However,
all right, so then
however we have another option, like we can change your domain name like York to York. So we can change the number 2 into a word like T-O, 2. What do you think? Yard 2,
yeah,
like a T-O 2 or yard.com?
Right. No, that won't do. So I'm going to make another attempt to try to reach out to do my part, you know, try to get a step further. I just know from this email that I from this company, they're saying that once I have a code, they're going to send me a code. I need to pass it on to a new registrar, and I don't have a
exactly.
new registrar. I don't know who to
no,
go
let
with.
No, let me tell you, yes, that's a great point. If you will get the code, that is a authorization code, authentication code they will provide you. They will provide you the complete code, and once you have that code, what you need to do, you just go ahead and log in on the GoDaddy or the Namecheap. You just go ahead and create your account there. Once you create your account there on Namecheap or the GoDaddy, and after that, then you will have the option to transfer domain. Right? Once you
okay.
will put that code into the transfer domain option, so your transfer domain option will automatically detect name, and then they will charge you the fees to transfer the ownership from the different provider to you. They will charge you, right? It will not that much charge, but it will charge you. And once they charge you, then after 7 to 10 days, your domain name will transfer from the different provider. Yes.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to do that. I know it's a little time sensitive. Once I get started on it, the directions I have talks about that once I get the transfer code, it's valid for 48 hours before it expires and so forth. So I guess what I'm saying is that now it's Thursday. I'm going to go ahead and get this. I'm going to try to see if I can get this code. And then when I have, I'll send you an email and with that, and just give you the status update of what's going on.
So let's take an example. If you will not get this domain name, then we have an option. We can change the domain name. Like, we just change the one word from the domain name, which is number two, which can change into two words, T-W-O. I just checked yardtoyard.com, like T-W-O-2, the word. It's available at the moment. So we can go with that if you will not get it.
Yeah, it's not our name, though. Our name is the number two. So I appreciate you trying to find a solution, but that's not going to do. So I need to make an attempt to try to get this transfer code and go to GoDaddy, like you said, and then I'll reach out again as soon as I have that done, and then we can move forward.
That's not
we
a problem. Right? Once you have a code, you can email me. I will assist you, like how to transfer the domain and all that stuff. Don't worry about it. I'm here for you for help.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Then I will be in touch with you as soon as I have some news.
Modern problem. So at the moment, we need to stop you working on your website or what? So I was thinking, in the meanwhile, we will start creating your website as well, and hopefully you will get the domain name. So until you get the domain name, at that time, we will have a website ready.
What do you think?
No, we're going to wait and make sure we can get this done before we're going to get it out.
We want to make sure that we have the correct name. I mean, it's our name, so we should be able to get it, but we don't want to build a company on a name that's not what we are. So we are registered everywhere else, Yard2Yacht, so it's very important to us that is the name.
I got your point. Understandable.
Yeah. So, but I appreciate you calling me. I obviously have your emails. I will keep you in the loop and let you know what happens, and hopefully this will go a little quicker than once I know that I have the Yard2Yacht, and that even if it takes 7 days, for the final step, we can certainly start the website before that 7 days is up. I just need to make sure that the next step is doable and that I can take care of it.
Once you have the transfer code, right, I will assist you to use the transfer code. And once we will use it, and then the system takes 7 to 10 days to transfer it from the Defender Registrar to yours. So in the meanwhile, the 7 or 10 days, we will utilize to complete your website.
Yes, that's fine. But until I have the transfer code, I don't want to do anything.
Not a problem. I will wait for your response then. Not an issue, right? So when I will be expected that you will be come back?
Tomorrow, hopefully. I'm going to try to get that code right now. So if that's something that I can get today, I'll send you that email this afternoon.
Not a problem.
So,
I will be waiting for it. Not an issue.
Yeah.
Anything else I can help with, Monica?
No, not right now. You've been very helpful, so I appreciate it. And you'll hear from me, hopefully. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Monica. Nice talking with you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The caller has disconnected the line. Goodbye.